Hi, good morning. My name is Derek. I'm calling with Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news, media organizations, or political campaign. Now, this morning, we're just conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. We'd like to ask a few questions. We're not trying to sell you anything, and answers will remain confidential. Now, let me ask you, are you or a household, a reporter, an appointed elected official, active, or any political campaign?
No.
No. Okay. Now, thinking about which of the following best describes how you will vote in general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th, are you definitely voting? Very likely? Somewhat? Not very likely?
Definitely.
Definitely? Okay. Now, is your age 55, 65, or over 65, or 46, 55, or 36, 45, or
55,
65. All right. Thank you. Now, in general speaking, would you say things in Grant Traverse could go in the right direction or have been gotten off the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Wrong track. Okay. Now, when voters go to the polls to vote these candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on ballots for voters to decide. Now, you will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot November. Let's indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trail Mileage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax $0.65 million for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, constructions, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. Now, the mileage will raise an estimated $4.3 million at the first year. Now, the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor or proposal or vote no against that proposal?
No.
No against? Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting, probably voting, or?
Definitely.
Okay. Now, since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about proposal simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for slightly property tax increase. Now, knowing this would be, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against it? Proposal?
No.
No?
No.
No. Uh-huh. Definitely no?
Definitely no.
Okay.
Property taxes are too high already.
Okay. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowners about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor or no against it?
No. There's compound things that are $90 a year, and they all add up to a lot of property taxes.
Okay. Now, as I mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails, plan and construct new trails in Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowners about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I'm going to read about four of them. The first one says, I prefer this proposal to raise less money to maintain existing trails in the plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost an average homeowners about $70 per year. Or I prefer this proposal to raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost an average homeowners about $105 per year. Now, I'm fine with your current proposal, which raised about $4.3 million per year and cost an average homeowners about $90 per year. For the last one, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised in maintaining existing trails and planning and construct new trails.
I oppose this.
Okay. Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected official grant to burst your county focus most on and help you with your family, like reducing traffic and congestions, improving public education in local schools, protecting water quality and water supply, dealing with inflation, cost of things like grocery and gas, or controlling growth and development, improving local roads and infrastructures, or fighting crime and drugs, improving public safety, making housing more affordable, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, or holding in the line of property tax, reducing government spending?
Reduce inflation.
Okay. Inflation.
Well, actually, what was the last one? Reducing government spending? That's the...
Holding line property tax and reducing government spending?
Yes, that'd be my answer right there. That one.
Okay. Now, you will now be given a list of organizations of Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. Now, if you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Now, the one says here, let me see, the first one I'm going to read to you is Grand Traverse County Government, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Traverse Area Recreation Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails.
Very favorable.
And your city of township government?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay. Now, do you like Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, too about right?
Well, too fast.
Too fast. All right. Now, if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend this taxpayers' funds in projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend this dollars wisely?
I do not trust them to spend it wisely.
Do not trust. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are a number of ways so that money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend the money. Now, the first one says to promote health and wellness.
Approve.
Somewhat. Strongly approve or somewhat?
Strongly approve.
Now, to plan and construct new trails.
I strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Okay.
We got lots of trails. We can take care of the ones we got.
Okay. Now, to increase accessibility in natural areas and open space?
I disapprove.
Disapprove. Now, to protect open space from residential and commercial development?
Strongly approve.
Strongly. And to improve connectivity to residents between schools, workplace, shops, and parks?
I approve that one, strongly approve.
And to promote recreational opportunities?
Strongly approve.
Okay. Now to promote and local economic development?
Disapprove.
And to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling?
Approve.
To maintain existing trails?
Approve. Strongly approve.
Strong. To increase non-motorized transportation options?
Kind of neutral on that one.
Okay. Somewhat approve or disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
All right. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? I'm going to read two of them. Construction additional trails to improve connectivity to residents between schools, workplace, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or ensuring our current trail network Grand Traverse County is well maintained.
Ensuring current trails are well maintained.
All right. Now you will now be given a few cents statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each would make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Now, the first one says a citizen oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides to the county commissioner in this decision-making to ensure the funds are administrated to their indeed proposed. Would much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or no difference?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. Now, the funds from this proposal will make match with federal, state, and private funds?
Somewhat more likely.
And there will be full public disclosure of all project spending?
Somewhat more likely.
There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, with which will be reported to the public.
somewhat more likely.
Okay. Now, moving forward, now you'll be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not all convincing as a reason to vote yes and in favor of proposal. If would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Now, Grand Traverse County Trails Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvement and upgrades to trails are only funded by grant and private dollars. This proposal would add dedicated public funding source to improve an existing trail network and construct new trails.
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay. Now, this proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. Now, this proposal ensures that the entire trail network, Grand Traverse County, will be well-maintained, free and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Strongly approve.
Strongly. Very convincing.
Very convincing.
Now, this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Somewhat not convincing.
Not too convincing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small business, and create more jobs.
Somewhat convincing.
Now, Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tark Trails are two of the most popular utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Very unconvincing.
Very unconvincing. Okay. Now, as today's digital age is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Somewhat not convincing.
Somewhat not convincing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in today's digital age, it's more important than ever to provide trails, outdoor space for children to play outdoor, physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle. Did I read that one to you already?
You did.
Yeah. Okay, now this proposal would improve and construct new trails in across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Somewhat not convincing. Anything else?
Hello? Ah, me colgó.
Papi.
Ah.
¿Y cómo se llama mi abuelo?
Miguel. ¿Ah? Esta mierda es muy larga, man.
Miguel.